Kaya wala nang nalabi sa dibdib ko.
At ito na po ang ating local news, siyempre pa hatid sa atin ni Manang Trini.
Yes, ito po ang local news natin. I think you've heard this from this morning already, but in any case, lock them up, sabi ng Grey Power, enraged by isolation escapees because of risks to elderly. Yan, sabi ng Grey Power, it is enraged by what it says is the stupid and dangerous behavior of people fleeing managed isolation facilities and says they need to book the book thrown at them. The person broke a window and absconded from an Oakland hotel on Friday, the fourth such escape in a week. The person was picked up by the police about an hour later and tested negative for COVID-19 in their day 3 test. Oh, at least negative naman pala siya. Earlier this week, a man who was later found to have COVID-19 left an Oakland isolation facility and went to a nearby supermarket. Grey Power President Mac Welch said shocking conduct risks spreading COVID-19 into the population, with the older people particularly vulnerable. They're playing with people's lives. They're playing with all the hard work that the citizens of New Zealand put into containing COVID-19 and beating it. Mr. Welch said, it is just so wrong. It infuriates me, and I'm sure it infuriates a hang of a lot of other Kiwis. Mr. Welch said, everyone who escapes from isolation facilities needs to be punished severely. None of the soft, cuddly, touchy rubbish that we keep seeing continuously with these people. They need to be hammered to the full extent of the law. If these people who have been looked after and waited on hand and foot are going to abuse the privilege, lock them up. Don't muck around, lock them up. People charged under the COVID-19 Public Health Response Act can face either 6 months imprisonment or $4,000 fine. The National Party said the government's ineptitude was putting the public at risk. Party spokesperson for COVID recovery, Amy Adams, said the public were right to expect the government to be able to keep people from getting out of the quarantine hotels. It should not be beyond the capacity of the government and public service to do that. It is a failure from the top down, and despite repeated assurances that they are on to it and things will be different now, this stuff keeps happening, Ms. Adams said. There needed to be a zero-tolerance approach to any chance of public contamination from any returning New Zealanders. We need to do whatever security and whatever restrictions are required for that to happen. Ayan po ang ating local news.
At heto po naman ang ating public service, and mamaya may kunting update ng community events. School Holiday Fund with Auckland Council. Huwag po ninyong kalimutan to visit Auckland Council website for your winter school holiday and events from July 4 up to July 19. Marami po yan. Yes. Too many to list. Yes. Pero marami kayong pagpipilian, hindi lamang sa mga anak, mga bata, ganun din sa mga medyo may edad ng anak at kahit din sa mga nanay at mga tatay. Yeah.
Kasi nabuboard ang mga bata. Lalo na if you have 2 or 3, nasa bahay lang, locked up. So, yeah, and marami ding free, Tita Verge.
Yes.
They're all free activities sa Auckland Council.
Yeah, that is very good with Auckland Council, really. They always think of free events for families.
Correct. Yan. Yes.
At syempre pa po, ang sinasabi kong events is any events where Tita Verge is involved, because I am first and foremost a Filipino, lagi kong kasama ang Filipino community. Anumang antas o anumang level of excitement or community service or events na ginagawa ko, laging kasama ang Filipino community. So I could say honestly that in all my, sabihin na nating successes, because I consider them successes dahil pinagpuhunanan ko po yun ng pawis at dugo,
yes,
damdamin at pag-ibig, kasama ko lagi
luha,
ang mga
pati.
Luha pati. Oo. Kasama diyan ang Filipino community. Nangyari po kagabi nga ba 'yun, Friday night. Ano po ito, sa Rotary Club of Hillsboro, Linfield and Mount Roskill, wherein I was the president from July 2019 up to July 2020. Kagabi po yung tinatawag na changeover or bequest of duties and responsibilities from me as the outgoing president to the incoming president, who is my workmate at Auckland Council and have been a very good friend since the last 5 years. He is Mary Sterling, a very good friend, and between us, we help each other even at work and in the community.
Nice, congrats.
And syempre po, and we are 7 altogether when we joined the Hillsboro, Linfield, Mount Roskill Rotary. And ang Pilipino po ay 4, 3 lang ang puti. And after that, I recruited 3 more Filipinos, so naging 7. And dati, doon sa New Lynn Rotary, 5 po ang na-recruit kong Pilipino. Always with me are Filipinos. And if I see or hear or feel that my co-Filipinos are being disadvantaged in even a little way, lumalaban po ako. Kaya ang nangyari, hindi kami nagkagustuhan, lumipat kami ng iba. And masaya po kami dati sa pinanggalingan namin. In fact, kasama ko rin ang Pilipino doon. First time sa kanilang history na nagkaroon sila ng tree planting, ako yan, si Tita Verge yan. Kasama ang mga Pilipino community ko, kakaunti lang ang puti. 2 times ko ginawa yan because the president then was my very good friend, Min Lozano. And I did it for her, to help her. Before that, the president was Pilar Boyle, who is also a very good friend. And I always involved my Samutsari Philippine Cultural Society. Samutsari traditional and modern performers always on the line. Kung ano man ang entertainment na pwede namin ibigay, nandyan po si Manang Trini, hila-hila ko yan. At ang aming mga kabataan, kadalagahan, at kahit mga tito't mga tita. Again, last night and yung second changeover ko, and last year, yung talagang changeover ko, taking over, nandyan din ang Samutsari. And ang Filipino community, ang beautiful ladies ng Filipino community, nandyan po yan. Alam ninyo, meron tayong very active tayo talaga kahit sa beauty pageants dito sa Auckland, sa New Zealand, kasali pa din ang mga Pilipino and we excel. In fact, in 2017, ang ating Miss Universe New Zealand is half Filipina. Mm-hmm. And nakalimutan ko na naman ang pangalan ng magandang dalagang ito.
Tanya?
Si Tanya Dawson, yes. And yung 2018, hindi naging Miss Universe but first runner-up ang ating Igorota. si law graduate ito from Auckland University. And ngayon, meron na siyang sariling business sa Melbourne. She is doing very well. Mamaya maalala ko yan. Give it to me na may edad na po si Tita Verge. Medyo malilimutin na. Ayan. And kahit po naman ang ating mga misses, meron din. Present po nung last Friday night, nandoon ang ating Mrs. Asia International, si Joe, Jocelyn Moston. Nandoon ang ating Mrs. Tourism International, si kakasayaw ko pa lang siya. si Nilda Brown, yes. Nandoon din. At ang franchisee ng Mrs. Universe New Zealand, si Anna Marie Buado Parant at ang kanyang, hindi ko po alam ang Tagalog ng butihing may bahay na lalaki. Si asawa Kevin, na nandoon din ang kanyang asawa. At siyempre pa, ang franchisee ng original franchisee ng Miss World New Zealand, Des and Rose Folger. Si Rose Folger po talaga ang nagpapatakbo niyan. But I think at the moment, iba na ngayon ang franchise nila. Yeah. And the current franchisee for Miss World New Zealand is again a very good friend of ours.
Nigel.
Ano nga apelyido ni Nigel?
Can't remember.
Nigel and our very good
Aloha.
Very good dancer and friend, Aloha Kitat. Mm. Kaya ngayon pong taon, meron ding Miss Universe New Zealand. Makakarating po sa inyo yan dahil i-announce natin yan. At kaya po lagi namin binabanggit yan, hindi po namin paborito ang mga yan. Of course, bilang mga kaibigan, mga paborito natin. But kundi talagang contribution po yan ng Filipino community sa mental health and happiness and well-being ng ating mga kababayan. Kaya lagi po namin binabanggit yan. At ngayon po, ang ating mga special guests, 2 generations po ito. 8 years na sila dito. And modern family na po ito. Huwag na kayong magtanong kung bakit ang apelyido ng nanay ay iba sa apelyido ng anak. Pareho pong hindi pa nag-aasawa ang mga ito. Pareho pong single ito. Kung sino mga naghahanap ng Pinay dyan.
Sabay ganun eh.
Ang talagang single po, si Miss Adele Saludares. Saludarte mi amor. Espanyol na Espanyol po yan. Bumati ka sa ating mga kababayan, Adele. That other microphone you can use. That one. That one. Come closer, please. Yeah. Hapon. Ayan. Si Adele po, sabi ko nga kanina, kasi dahil wala siyang asawa, single siya, so wala siyang problema. So lagi siyang nakangiti. Mas bata pa siyang tingnan kaysa sa kanyang anak. Kaya sabi ko, siya ang 23-year-old. Yan po si Adele. Pero ang kanyang anak, ito ang tunay na 23-year-old, si Chanel Navarro. And bagong graduate po ito sa Auckland University. At siya po ay isang accountant working in a firm and kumikita na siyempre ng malaking pera. I'm sure binibigyan mong nanay mo, ha?
Siyempre naman.
Ayan, Chanel, ipakilala mo sa ating mga kababayan ang iyong sarili.
Hello, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Ako nga po pala si Chanel Navarro. And thank you for inviting me here, Tita Virgie and Tita Trini.
Yes, you're welcome. And thanks for coming over. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Ayan. So, speaking of which, Tita Virgie, before we can ask more questions later, of course,
yes.
To Chanel about life in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Kahit 8 years na siya dito. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, bagong graduate kasi.
Oh.
When did you graduate?
Auckland University.
When?
University of Auckland. Last year po.
Last year. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it is fairly new. Mm-hmm. It is fairly new. So and then how do you feel about being, you know, full-time earner as such? Yeah. Ayan. So, but before we go on to Taverage, ito. Mm-hmm. Bibigyan natin kay Chanel ang
mamaya na, mag-awitan muna tayo.
Awitan muna tayo? Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sandali. Okay, we're just going to... Ang second music po natin is what we called Mahal Kita. pero it's always, there is always a but, hindi ba? Ito po ay from Janila Salvador.
Ah, akala ko kay Eddie Peregrina na naman and at then, kakanta ko.
Ito naman is ano, the later new generation ito.
New
Mahal
generation.
Kita pero nanalo ata ito sa ano eh, sa ano,
Mahal
ano,
Kita ano, pero
nasa playlist ko yan.
Ibigay mo na lahat.
Mahal Kita nasa pero ayan.
Okay, pero kung ako yun ay ibigay mo na lahat. Sa akin ha, hindi sa iba.
Yeah, enjoy po kayo.
Kinanay, di pwede kitatay. Ayaw ni tito at ni tita. Mapili si ate, pati si kuya. Strikto si lolo at si lola. Mag-aral raw muna o mas bigyan ng oras ang pamilya. Pero tandaan mo to, mahal na mahal kita. Posibleng sa iba ka pang magkagusto. Ang oras muna ay hayang palipasin. Pagtama na ang panahon, pwede mo na kong lambingin.
Ayan, at narito po naman ang ating health and well-being, supposed to be brought to you by our nurse Monina Hernandez, who is doing a video program today. So, ang ating pong very special guest na malapit ng maluma as guest, si Chanel Navarro, ihahatid niya po ang update na ito. Last week po, we gave you the update on this COVID-19 cases sa Pilipinas at sa New Zealand. Narito po ang update.
Alright. So, an update on the Philippine COVID-19 cases breakdown as of July 4, 2020. Ang confirmed cases po ay 41,830. Ang recovered naman ay 11,453. At ang deaths are 1,290. But as of 11th of July 2020, coronavirus cases total of 54,222. Ang recovered are 14,037. And ang deaths, that's 1,372. Yeah. So, yan po ang sa Pilipinas. New Zealand update naman po tayo. Ang number of active cases, 24 cases lang po, but they are all in a managed isolation. And no one is actually, there's no cases currently in the hospital at the moment. So yes, that's really good.
Very good. Mm. And they're all from overseas side.
Yes, yeah. So no community transmission at the moment.
Na-onwood.
Yan po ang advantage natin dito sa New Zealand. Lahat kasi tayo nag-cooperate. We really all did our part to stay home and stay away from anybody or any instance na magkakaroon ng defect, no? Effect sa ating health. Kaya na-maintain natin na COVID-free ang New Zealand. Except yung mga bumisita. Wala na tayong magawa dun. Gusto nilang magbisita sa New Zealand, hindi natin sila mapigilan. And contained naman po. So, we are really hoping na sana tuloy-tuloy ito ang pagka-contained.
I don't think they're visitors, Tita Virg. They're New Zealanders. Returning.
Returning from visit. Oh, yeah.
Bumisita muna.
They were New Zealanders who visited other countries, yes, and returning home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Mm-hmm. Ayan na. So, ayan, ito na ang pinaka-importanting portion ng hapon, Tita Virg.
Sige nga.
Magtanong na tayo kay Chanel.
Ah, sige. Pwede na ba ako?
Pwede na, Chanel. Awesome. So, anyway, tell us more about your experience when you arrived in New Zealand. Anong taong ka?
I was 15 years old, so medyo young.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Tapos, how do you feel about that time?
So sa Philippines po, I only finished third year high school sa USD, and then I was supposed to move to the fourth year and graduate high school in the Philippines, but then my parents decided to move here in New Zealand, so I did. It was a lot of change. Education-wise, very different, but challenging, yeah.
And you thought that you lost a year because you are supposed to graduate already on that year, and then you're only year 11, and therefore you have to take year 12 and year 13, isn't it?
Yeah, true,
So how did you find being amongst the Kiwi students? How was that adjustment for you?
It took quite a few months. Yeah. Well, it's not easy, but it's doable.
Yeah.
As long as there's acceptance and acceptance of the change of environment and the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And also sa school na pinasukan ko po dito sa Auckland. Can I say the name?
yeah, of course.
I attended Auckland Girls Grammar School, so we're just in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an actual Filipino group.
So that would help.
Yes, really helpful. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple of Filipinos who also migrated at the same time.
So you were at home.
Yes.
The three of you joined each other in supporting each other.
Yes, correct. And that helps a lot, you know.
It does.
It does. Because nothing worse than adapting to the new environment, the new way of life, and then to have no one to share it with within that, environment, at least.
Mm. Yeah, and my family doesn't really know a lot of people here in New Zealand as well.
Because that's before Tita Virg. You're not Tita Virg, huh?
Yeah.
If you knew Tita Virg back then, you would be okay.
You will already be in radio for how many years?
Yes.
And you will be in all other community events.
So that's just prove really, Tita Virg, how important community involvement is.
Yes.
It is very important.
It is very important. Mm. Actually, my children were basically the same as you. My youngest, who is the barrister solicitor now, was only 15 when they arrived here. But because maybe their upbringing, they are very close to each other, two sisters and one brother, always one. And I am always in the community. So they adjusted very well. They went to James Cook High School because that is where I bought the house in Manurewa. And very fortunate for them, us Filipinos who can speak Spanish, and my children being in the Araneta clan, they always speak Spanish. their friends in school were the Latin Americans who did not know English. They were the bida because they were the ones teaching English to the Latin Americans.
That's good.
So at school they were very prominent. Oh, these are the Araneta clan. They are teaching the Spanish and Portuguese and Argentinians the English language.
Yeah.
And they excel in not only in extracurricular activities but in academics as well. Yeah. So like you, Auckland University. My little girl is also Auckland University, and she finished law. There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So fast forwarding to your uni life. How is that?
Uni life.
What made you go for the course that you've got now or something or your profession?
Yeah. Since I've said it before, the educational structure is really different here in New Zealand. So ang kwento po yan is pag sa high school ka, you need to take the subjects that will help you on your course for uni.
Mm-hmm.
So, and since I started year 11, yun yung start ng NCEA nila, so NCEA level 1. So I need my subjects to be aligned with my course for university. So yung time na yun, hindi ka talaga alam ang gagawin ko. Pero with my mom's advice, so nag-go ako for business subjects. So I took like business, accounting in high school pa lang po to get me prepared for university. Mm-hmm. And
so you always like accounting? You
like I like numbers.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so you're very clever in math.
I wouldn't say clever, but I like numbers.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, in the Philippines po ano, president po ako ng math club sa US. Oh, there you go. High school ako.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So yeah, awesome. that's how I chose my current profession.
Yes. Mm. And there's nothing, you know, nothing better than choosing, you know, the thing that you love to do anyway as a profession.
Yeah.
Because you never work a day in your life if you enjoy what you're doing.
And all those years, your mama is behind you, and you were working where?
You were Metro.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very close to university. So you come together in the morning and go home together at night.
I still
thought
pick
so.
Her up and drop her off. So,
So mommy, do you drive? Hindi ka nagda-drive, so you've always been busing while you're here.
Hindi, hatid sundo siya ni Chanel.
No, but before the day of driving life ni Chanel, that would have been busing all the time.
Yeah, for the last 8 years, city lang po kami nakatira.
Walking distance, which makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That would help too with the stress, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Mm.
That's very good. And then you've graduated. And tell us more about your life in Auckland Uni. How did you get involved on
the Filipino Students Association?
Sobrang
parang tagal na nung uni, pero it has been like a year since I left. So no, first year po ako, talaga naghahanap na po ako to be like active in the community. Yes po, and we found out about the Filipino FSA, Filipino Students Association in University of Auckland. And at that time, most of the members are actually like postgraduates.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So wala pa pong undergraduate yung parang katulad.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it was I don't know if it was established for that purpose, pero most of their members are postgraduates. More of like mga scholars from the Philippines. So we really tried our best to be like really involved in the community and then on 2016 one year after my university, I was elected to be the president.
Right.
Yeah.
So dumami na yung mga undergrad members.
Yeah.
Sa mga students talaga.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Even our own Kiara Ofren, who was our Bulilit reporter today, she is heavily involved in the Filipino Students Association.
Awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's good because being in New Zealand, we are a multicultural country anyway. So it's nice to have a sense of belonging in that very stressful environment like Auckland University. Mm-hmm. It is stressful regardless how you see it, you know? So that's really good. Okay, awesome. And how did you go with that presidency? Did you enjoy it? What sort of...
At that time, we didn't have we didn't have like a base of Filipinos talaga po. So we had to, from recruitment and to advertising, we had to like find Filipinos in university kasi they're not aware that we exist.
Of course.
And also, I am sure Miriam Benito, our very good ally in the University of Auckland Property Department, has always been helping the Filipino students. And the same with our Dr. Tony Fernando, who is also in a faculty and lecturer at Auckland University. He specializes in sleep apnea and all that. And he is also a pillar for Filipino students in Auckland University.
So what sort of do you, so what is really your foundation of you know, being there? Anong nagagawa niyo to the students, Filipino students as such?
So, ang aim po ng FSA is to support Filipino students and also other nationalities on their stay in university. So, it's not only exclusive to University of Auckland. We extend our organization to other universities.
AUT, MASI.
And other institutions as well.
That's good to know. And is that still what's happening now, do you think? So, are you still a member there, obviously?
I try to be active as much as I can because I'm working full time at the moment.
That's good.
I still know the people.
In July, you are not the president then yet. July 2014, I think it was. I together with some Filipino students from Auckland University, we came up with an OPM. A night of OPM, original Filipino music, me and James Sampson, and our very special guest was Father Elric. You were with Duncan and James, and they were mostly for the benefit of the Filipino students of University of Auckland and AUT.
So that was a good night. Okay, so obviously you deal with students that might have difficulty in dealing with subjects, maybe, or
what we do is that nag-organize po kami ng mga events to gather the Filipino students, and like we're so diverse. The Filipino students, especially those who grew up here, bring their other nationality and friends with other nationalities. At the moment po, based on my last na nag-update, may mga sessions po, like study sessions, study groups, to help the students.
Oh, that would be really good for
mga mentorship, and also may mga seminars to be more aware of the society
And of course, being a graduate now, when you do, or if you're still a member, then you can offer like mentoring services for these aspiring accountants.
I think we're actually trying to form like alumni
alumni association. And in fact, Chanel, there is one very good friend of yours here. He used to be in your group as well, and he is my favorite grandson in New Zealand, Vincent Wu. That was your treasurer at the university. He is listening. Vincent Sakai Wu.
Vincent.
he is entertaining Father Sam at her grandmother's real grandmother's house after church at Balmoral. Father Sam was there, and Nanay Floor and her mother Emily are pinakakain nila ng masarap si Father Sam. Father Sam, kumusta po? Bumabati po kami dito sa radyo, lahat po kami. Manang Trini, si Joe, ako, siyempre pa si Chanel at si Adele, ang kanyang panganay na kapatid. And Vincent, we miss you. Another time you will come back here and guest again in your with your violin. We miss your music.
Awesome.
Let's catch up.
That's right.
Magkaedad lang ba kayo ni Vincent?
Apo.
Okay.
And Vincent is a very good son, of course, and a successful lawyer, but he is not practicing the profession at the moment. He is a middle manager of one very prestigious company and doing very well for himself.
Nice.
Congratulations, Vincent. You owe me a blowout.
aside from the talent of being a violinist.
Violinist.
Yes.
Mm. And he does the, how do you call that, dance? Break dance, is it? Or
street dance?
No. The modern dance. Hip-hop. Hip-hop. When he turned 21 and he did the hip-hop, I thought, oh, Vincent, you're one total performer.
Yes. He's a very good boy.
He's a very good boy.
Yes.
Bawing-bawi ang mami niya. Only one child, one son, and bawing-bawi. Good on you, Vincent. And very lucky you, Emily. And of course, Nanay Flor.
All right. Do you have anything else to add, Chanel?
I think that's it.
Yeah. And you're working now, obviously, full time. And you're working with ADHB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As an accountant for ADHB.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now the accountant, do you have a? You guys have a license or something? Or
yes. So at the moment, I'm only an assistant accountant, but I'm also studying towards being a chartered accountant.
Okay.
Yeah, so may mga requirements po that I need to tick off. For example, I need to finish 4 papers.
Yes.
And also 3 years full-time employment.
Okay. Three years?
Yeah,
really?
3 years before
so that long before you have to practice all the numbers that would come your way before you can actually become an accountant.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Kasi di ba sa atin, pag board, if you're accountant, pass, board passer ka, accountant ka na eh. Di ba? Kapatid ko, ano? Number two, number one sa board ng accountant.
CPA.
This is back. Yes, sipa ka agad eh. Oo, totoo yan. Ayan, so Tita Verge, ato, malapit na po tayong mag
Philippine News.
Ayan.
And Vincent is guesting with us again soon.
Yay!
Yes. So my solicitor na pala tayo.
Oo.
Ayan.
Oo.
Get your license soon, Vincent, para we know where to go.
and actually, Filipino children really are very good. Years back, on our second generation Filipinos, when one of... that was the... Foreign Affairs Minister from the Philippines was here as guest, and I honored these two Filipinos who happened to be my daughter, Ana Victoria Araneta, and my nephew, Cedric Caranceja. They were the first two second generation Filipinos who graduated with Bachelor of Laws in Auckland University. And all over New Zealand, actually. Yeah. First two Filipino second generation children.
Kasi ikaw ang nauna dito. Ikaw ata pinakamatanda sa lahat eh.
Hindi naman.
Just kidding.
Si Doc Noblejas mag 80 plus na eh. Saka si Doktora po pa. Ako eh, nasa Liebo 70 pa lang.
Hindi ka ba nauna kay Doc?
Hindi, nauna sila.
Nauna sila.
Oo. Dekada 70 ako.
Dekada 70 ka. Ayan, at tayo po'y nadako na sa ating Philippine News. Here's our somewhat sorry Philippine News. Philippines sees highest single-day COVID-19 recoveries as infections surpass 54,000. The Department of Health on Saturday reported 1,387 new cases of coronavirus disease in 2019, bringing the country's total caseload of 54,222. Of these, there are still 38,813 total active cases, which account for the net of reported recoveries and deaths. 918 of the newly reported infections are fresh cases, test results released to patients within the last 3 days, while the remaining 469 were classified late, released to patients 4 days ago or more. This week saw 12,392 additional infections on top of the 41,830 recorded as of last Saturday, the most reported in a single week so far. The death toll has reached 1,372 after the health department announced 12 more mortalities of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, a record 807 additional survivors brought the local COVID-19 recovery count to 14,037. This marks the second time that the single-day recovery record was broken this week after 489 survivors were announced on Sunday. This week also saw the most recoveries reported in a single week. Thus far, locally at 2,453 in total base of the health department data. More than 12.1 million cases of coronavirus, including around 551,000 deaths, have been logged globally by the World Health Organization in its latest situation. Ayan. Over to you, Tita Verge.
Ayan. At ito naman po, 300-year-old Santo Niño image missing after Pandacan fire. The 300-year-old message of the Santo Niño remains missing after a fire that gutted the Santo Niño de Pandacan Parish Church on Friday. The church's historical artifact expert Robert Fabro Tomas lamented the loss of the image, dating it back to 1712 when the parish was first established during Spanish colonial rule. According to folklore, the mahogany image was discovered by a group of children among pandan reeds near a Carabao wallow. Its wood is similar to that of the Black Nazarene image. The Santo Niño image, venerated every January with a street dance feast called the Buling Buling Festival, was missing after a fire of still unknown origin raced through the church's main altar and the convent where the centuries-old image was kept. Folk knowledge, Tomas said, the Santo Niño image was enshrined in a folk knowledge through the Tagalog folk song Sitsiritsit Alibangbang, which sang of a puto seco store near the Pandacan Church. Uy, meron pala niyan. The history of the Santo Niño image has a simplified version in the Tagalog folk song, Tomas said of the song, which goes, Santo Niño sa Pandacan, puto seco, sa tindahan, kung ayaw mong magpautang, uubusin ka ng langgam. According to church documents, miracles were attributed to the image. Tomas said, in 1911, during a fire that raged Pandacan district, the priest faced the image toward the direction of the fire, and the wind suddenly changed and the course of the blaze sparing the church. What a miracle, really. The Santo Niño of Pandacan has a particular devotion about fires. Traditionally, we have a procession against fires after Easter Sunday, Tomas said. Tomas said the church management is making an inventory of the historic artifacts lost to the fire, including valuable wooden furniture or muebles, the original part of the store church when it was first built in 1732, and memorabilia during the commemoration of the parish church's 300-year anniversary in 2012. The parish priest will make an announcement about the missing image during today's 9 a.m. mass. 9 a.m. plus 4 is it? Yeah, about 2 o'clock here. Mass at the courtyard. This is the heart of Pandacan, and being Pandaquenos. Yes, Pandaquenos. Hindi Pandacan, hindi Pandaquenos. Jesus Christ is within our hearts. So far, from ashes, we will rebuild the church, Tomas said. Yan po ang devotion ng ating mga Pilipino.
Totoong totoo.
Milagro after milagro.
Yes.
Salamat po, Santo Niño.
And yung showbiz balita natin, Tita Verge, before we go to our greetings.
Ayan. Ito, Chanel, ikaw ang
bala ng showbiz.
Ikaw, showbiz ka ngayon.
Alright, celebrities mourn Congress. Oh, sorry. Is this it?
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Celebrities mourn Congress denial of ABS-CBN franchise. Local stars and personalities on Friday afternoon called out the decision of two Congress committees denying the renewal of the franchise of the embattled media network ABS-CBN, which will lead to thousands of job losses amid the height of the coronavirus crisis in the Philippines. Scores of household names joined Filipinos in mourning the future of the network, on which countless depended on as a source of livelihood as much as accessible information and entertainment.
Yan. So, hindi pala talaga ano, marirenew ang ABS, ABS-CBN. Ano pa naman ako? Fan ako ng ano, ng mga teleserye nila. Mm-hmm. Yung Love Thy Woman talaga. Mm-hmm. Bumalik na ata eh, pero nasa
kasi meron Facebook. Friday ata yung hearing.
Yes, Friday.
Oo. Mm-hmm. I hope they reconsider kasi correct. Ayaw nating mamatay ang freedom of the press.
Yes.
Kasi ang mangyari niyan, sayaw natin sa gusto, talaga namang malaki din ang papel ng ABS-CBN sa buhay ng mga Pilipino.
Mga Pilipino.
And kahit na may isa pang, ano ito, ano yung isa?
GMA.
Iba pa rin, iba yung dalawa. Iba yung dalawa na may pinagpipilian. Kasi kung wala na tayong ABS-CBN, kahit sino na lang maglalabas ng, hindi na ng kung ano-anong balita, kung ano-ano, hindi controlled, hindi censored, or hindi properly edited, kumbaga. Ibig sabihin yan, kahit ano na lang ang lalabas.
Correct.
To each his own na yan. Hindi na, paano, ay naku, mahirap, kawawa ang ating taong bayan. Sana pakinggan naman ng, sana President Duterte changes his mind and do something in his power, being the President of the Philippines. Yeah. Be fair to everyone. Siya ang leader, siya dapat ang, kung kailangan magpatawad, magpatawad. Ano ba naman? Kung may pagkakamali, at kailangang i-fine, find them. Sabi pero wag itong... Oo, kasi ilan yung mawawala ng trabaho?
Ay,
e ngayon pa yun.
11,000.
Ayan, ngayon pa. Mm-hmm. Ngayon pa na may COVID. Affected na nga without... Oo, kailangan nila ang trabaho. Ay, maawa kayo, mahal namin Pangulo, sa iyong mga taong bayan. 11,000 ang mawawala ng trabaho. Kung ano man ang diferensya ng ABS-CBN, hindi ka namin pinangungunahan. Ikaw ang nakakaalam. Alam mo ang pagpapatakbo ng Pilipinas. But i-reconsider mo naman. Kawawa naman yung mga kababayan naming 11,000 na mawawala ng trabaho. Kung may pagkakamali ay ang management ng ABS-CBN or ano pa, wag namang idama yung mga empleyado.
Pero ano ba, pinagbubutuhan ata sa ano eh, sa Congress. So this is
hopefully hindi pa natapos. May lumabas na balita na tapos na yata. Ay, pwede namang ayusin yan eh. Pwede namang magkaroon ng...
Pwede pa ba?
Ay, I'm almost sure. Walang imposible sa mundo. Lalo na, sa ngayon, we are living in a new world.
Mm-mm.
Eh, yung mga luma ng kaugalian natin, o lumang alitan, o lumang labanan, kalimutan, bagong buhay tayo.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, tinatawagan tayo ng Panginoon na bumalik tayo. Tingnan mo rin ang Amerika, kaya din sila ang maraming namatay, maraming tinamaan ng COVID. Eh, paano?
Sabi ni Tita Virgil.
Oo, totoo yan. Eh, paano? Sa eskwelahan, may mga prayers, may mga whatever. Pinangungunahan nila ang gusto nila, puro mga makasariling opinion, yung ganyan ba? Hindi ah, we still rely on the highest of power course. Of all.
Yes.
Oh, lahat tayo yan, hindi lang tayong Pilipino, hindi lang tayong Katoliko, lahat. Hindi lang Americans, lahat. And lalo pa tayo mga Pilipino sana. Maraming salamat po, mahal namin Pangulo.
Pakinggan niyo si Tita Verge, please, President Duterte. Ayan, greetings po tayo.
Ayan. Sus, ang bilis, ano?
Mauna ka, Tita Verge.
Siyempre pa, binabati ko po ang ating mahal na Pangulo, President Rodrigo Roa Duterte. Sana po, mahal na Pangulo, manatili sa inyong puso ang pagmamahal sa Diyos, sa bayan, sa inyo, sa iyong pamilya at sa aming inyong mga anak. Anuman ang kulay namin, anuman ang pananalita namin, Pilipino tayong lahat, Pilipino po tayo, magmahalan tayo. Tingnan po ninyo kami bilang isa ninyong anak. At syempre pa, yung mga nagbe-birthday ngayon, July 4, ang aking panganay na anak, Pinky Napao Araneta.
Yes, happy birthday,
happy
Pinks.
Birthday, Pinks. Birthday. She turned 50. Ibig sabihin, matanda na ako.
Ba, inanunsyo ka pa sa radyo, ha, ayan. Pinks. Ano ba yan? Tuloy, alam na ng kapitbahay mo.
And ang aking apo, July 1st, si Tony. Oh, apo, 26 years old. Ibig sabihin, matanda na talaga ako.
Hindi mo na matatawaran yan dito.
Oh, hindi na matawaran. hindi ko naman tinatawaran ang numero.
No.
To be honest, 71 na po ako, but I still feel young at heart.
Of course.
Ano lang yun eh, numbers lang yun eh. Mm-hmm. I can still dance tinikling.
Yes.
So that's what counts.
Yes. And you know why that is, Tita Verge? Mm-hmm. Because you have your community in your heart.
Of course.
And that's what it actually makes you very, you know, looking forward to the life every time you wake up in the morning.
Yes.
You've got the community behind you and you're doing stuff for the community.
Yes.
So, palaging nandiyan ba ang happiness?
Oo, nandiyan ang happiness.
Your motivation.
Motivation mo.
Yes.
Okay, compared to the 71 years old na nagninit sa bahay.
Oo.
Tumitingin na lang sa labas.
Nanonood ng TV.
Nanonood ng mga sino yung, sino na naman yung lumabas sa driveway. Ayan, ayan.
Totoo yan. Eh, ako nakikipaglaban pa ako.
Yes.
I always come up with events.
Yes.
I always come up with something to give the community honor and just a privilege, justice, lahat yata. Yes. Anything that I can do for the Filipino, lagi kong naiisip yan.
Yes, and pinagbargalita ko sa Presidente Duterte.
Boss, President Duterte, bati po tayo, bossing kayo. Pauuwiin pa po ninyo ako, ha?
Huwag niyo isarado.
Filipino po ako, mayroon akong Filipino passport. And bibisita po ako sa inyo sa Davao. Yeah. Siyempre, kasi bibisitahin ko si Father Elric sa Malaybalay, Bukidnon. And Presidente Duterte, ang bishop po doon, kamag-anak ko.
Yes, ayan.
Lumindol ba sa Bukidnon?
Sa Davao.
Oh, no. Oh. Hope everybody's okay there.
Yes.
Do you have anyone to greet, Chanel?
Yes. So, since first time ko mag-guest dito, I just want to thank yung mga taong nag-suporta sa akin sa university life. Tita Miriam, Kuya Harold, Alyssa, Vincent, ang dami pa, Sena, Zarina, Ate Teresa, and all of
you. Don't miss anybody.
I know, there's a lot. I should have made the list.
Si Kiara.
Kyra.
Si Kyra, si Kiara. Si Kiara din inabot mo?
Si Kiara.
Kiara o friend. Maliit lang siya.
No, maybe not.
Baka nauna siya. Nauna siya.
Or mga new generation siguro.
Hindi, mas nauna sa'yo.
Yun po. Yeah, sa mga hindi ko na-mention, sorry.
How about your boyfriend?
Next time. Tim.
Tim, kasama ka na sa community.
Laging kasama.
Yes, and it's very, you know, I have to commend him for actually, you know,
being very receptive.
Going with you and being supportive of what you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially to the community. And that's a very good quality of
totoo yan, of a future husband.
Tinuturuan
ko din po sa culture and pag nung last Sunday nga po, napilitan siya kumain talaga ng mga Filipino food.
Awesome.
Nag-enjoy naman siya.
Yeah, he really likes it. Okay, yeah, good. I think we're gonna go back to that restaurant that we
went to. Nice. Yes. And then he can start trying all the menus just one at a time. Not all of one go. But you know, so that he knows. And that's quite good.
And you remind me, I have one Coco Pop designed as the Philippine flag for you dahil we missed you last Sunday.
Yes.
Don't forget to ask me. Nandiyan sa bag ko.
Yeah, how really about good. You, Adele? Do you have anybody to greet this afternoon?
Come on,
wala
Adele.
Na? Okay.
Ako na lang mag-
Okay.
Sa family po namin sa Philippines, kay Nana, yung lola ko. Hello. And yung pinsan ko si James and si Tita Sarah.
Hello. How about you, Joe? Tik Joe, how are you? You have anybody? No? Wala siyang kaibigan today.
Marami. Ang tinatamad lang siya. Too many to mention.
Too many. And of course, she's busy.
Yeah.
And hello po to my, on my side naman po. Hello to my Zumba ladies at Tieta to South Community Center and of course to Meadowood Community House. Samutsari Philippine Cultural Society has a community health and fitness Zumba classes by yours truly. So come and join us every Monday and Wednesday nights at Meadowood Community House from 6:15 onwards. This is in Auckland's North Shore, of course. And out west on Tuesday nights at Theater 2 Community Center naman po, 6 o'clock to 7 p.m. Now, if you want me to run a class in your area, please call me on 021-191-0508. This is my way, and of course, the Samut Sari Group's way of giving back to New Zealand community as a whole. Mm. Hindi lang po ito ba sa ating mga Pilipino, but to everybody who, you know, kasi health and fitness ang focus po natin. Mm-hmm. Healthy in
mind and body.
Body and soul.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and of course, ang classes po natin, my class is always just a $2 donation towards the cost, to help towards the cost. So, basically, mm-hmm. free po yan, but mm-hmm. with just a $2 donation.
Kasi nagbabayad po tayo ng whole hire.
Whole hires, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And reminder sa mga Zumba ladies, you better perfect your moves. Kasi pag magaling na ang balikat ni Tita Virds, babalik ako. Ayaw niyong matalbugan ko kayo.
Babalik ako, yes. And of course,
I will return.
Tita Virds, happy birthday to Anna Marie today.
Oh, yes, Anna Marie. Yes. Happy birthday. And definitely, sabihin mo lang kung kailan mo kailangan yung Samut Sari Dance Troupe. And we will be there for you.
And of course, Anna Marie is also thinking of doing some Zumba workshops for the Mrs. Universe.
Oh, yes, that's
well,
great.
Which mm-hmm. is really good, Anna Marie. Mm-hmm. You just let me know when you're ready. But anyway, I'm looking for maybe extending towards South Auckland. Not the extreme south. Mm-hmm. Maybe just a little bit to the west south. Yes. And yeah. So again, just a community health and fitness. Yan lang po ang para sa akin.
Mm. At syempre pa po, yun namang mga kamag-anak kong lagi ding naghihintay sa Pilipinas. Pasensya na kayo. Masyadong maraming kamag-anak si Tita Virds. Pag may nalimutan ako, ayaw ko magtampo kayo. So sa mga apelyido na lang, lahat ng mga kamag-anak ko sa Pandeagua, sa Napao, sa Araneta, sa San Agustin, sa mga Orendayin, ang dami yan. Sa side pala ng mga papa ko yan, Manalo, the whole of Bicol region, the whole of Bacolod. Ayan, Bacolod sa mga Araneta. And
oh, true, Bacolod.
Oo. And siyempre, Davao, si President yes. Duterte at ang kanyang pamilya.
Of course, yes, of course.
Si Father Elric, buong Malaybalay, and San Quezon, Bukidnon. Lahat ng aking mga kaibigan dito sa New Zealand, mahal ko po kayong lahat. Marami kayo. Ilan tayo dito? 50,000. Maawa naman kayo. Hindi ko kabisado lahat.
50,000. Mahal ni Tita Virds. Yeah.
Mahal ko kayong lahat.
Yan.
Ayan.
Malapit na naman.
Malapit na namang matapos. Isang oras na namang pakikipagniig namin sa inyong lahat. At maraming salamat pong uli sa inyong pakikinig dito sa amin. Magandang gabi po. At hanggang sa muli, mabuhay tayong lahat.
Ah, thank you very much po, Tita Virgie and Tita Trini for inviting
me. Good.
And I hope, like, the next one, maybe.
Yes! How about you?
Great!
Maraming salamat.
Jo? Jo? Well, Jo, magpaalam ka.
Yes. Just give me a moment.
Okay, ako muna. Mm-hmm. Kami po ay magpapaalam na naman sa inyo sa ngayon pa lang po. And of course, hanggang sa muli po natin pagsasama, maraming salamat sa inyong pakikinig sa ating Samut Sari Radio. Ito po ang inyong tagapaglingkod naman ang Trini, signing off with these last words. Just because you can't see air doesn't mean you stop breathing, okay? And just because you can't see God doesn't mean you stop believing. God is good all the time. Health is wealth. Stay safe and take care. Hello to my family in San Carlos City and all over the world.
Okay.
Joe?
Yes, thank you very much. Patuloy po kayong kamutok sa Samut Sari at 104.6 Planet FM. Kung nais nyo pong maghandog ng mga awitin, suggestions, comments, and updates, just visit our Facebook group and pass on your messages, comments, and your video greetings. Anything that you'd like to be shown in our program.
Yes, thank you for that, Joe.
Siyempre pa po, maraming salamat na muli sa inyong lahat. kami po'y babalik sa Linggo at sana maganda pa rin ang panahon at sana mayroon pa kaming iba pang magagandang balitang maihatid sa inyo. Mag-ingat po kayo. Kung kailangang mag-mask, mag-mask po kayo. Kung may makita kayong hindi ka nais-nais ang ubo o ang atsing, lumayo-layo na po kayo or magkubre kayo ng inyong mukha para hindi kayo mahawa. At kung kayo naman po'y may dinaramdam, kung kayo'y nagtatrabaho, stay home. Huwag na muna kayo magtrabaho. Call your superiors, sabihin ninyong hindi kayo makakapasok. Yes. Kailangan po mag-intindihan tayo, mag-uunawaan tayong lahat, magtulungan para tuluyang mawala ang COVID dito sa New Zealand. Mayroon na naman daw na bagong outbreak. Magdasal po tayo at magtulungan na sana hindi makarating dito yan. Yes. Yan. Maraming salamat pong muli. Magandang gabi. Mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Magandang gabi!
Pinoy ako, Pinoy tayo. Pakita mo ang tunay at puso ka. Meron mang masama at maganda. Wala namang perfecto. Basta magpakatotoo.